This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The first phase of India's Census 2027, world's largest population census exercise, begins from today. This is the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. The census is being conducted in two phases. Phase 1 of house listing and housing census will be completed by September this year. Phase 2 of population enumeration will be conducted during February next year, except for Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and states of Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, where Phase 2 will be conducted during September this year. With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules changes will come into force. Over 6-decade-old Income Tax Act will be replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025, which is designed to simplify the tax system by removing outdated provisions, streamlining complex rules and making compliance more straightforward for taxpayers. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today, as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. The revised FASTag annual pass fee for financial year 2026-27 will also be in force from today. The revised rules for applying for or updating a permanent account number, PAN card, will also come into effect. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is on a visit to Assam for election campaign for assembly polls now 7 days away. PM Modi arrived in Dibrugarh last night and stayed overnight at the Manohari Resorts. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address two public rallies today as part of his campaign in support of BJP candidates. The first rally will be held at Gogamukh in Dhimaji district at 11 a.m. Following this, the Prime Minister will travel to Bihali in Biswanath district to address a second rally at 1 p.m, targeting voters across three crucial constituencies, Biswanath, Bihali and Gohpur. Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited website, retail price of commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 2078 rupees and 50 paise. Similarly, commercial LPG prices have been increased to 2208 rupees in Kolkata, 2031 rupees in Mumbai and 2246 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. The revised price of the 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinder has come into effect from today. Meanwhile, the price of domestic LPG cylinders remained unchanged in the country despite uncertainty in fuel prices due to the West Asia conflict. In Jammu and Kashmir, an unidentified terrorist has been killed in an ongoing anti-terrorist operation in central Kashmir's Gandhabal district during last night. An army spokesperson said that joint operation was launched by the army and J&K police on the basis of specific input about the presence of terrorists in the Arahamad area of Gandhabal. The spokesperson said as the alert troops reached the suspected spot during the cordon and search operation, the hiding terrorist resorted to indiscriminate firing, ensuing fierce encounter between the security forces and the terrorist. Odisha is celebrating its 91st Foundation Day Utkal Divas today. Odisha has a special place in Indian history because it was the first state created on the basis of language, giving identity to Oriya-speaking people. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people of Odisha on its statehood day. In a special media post, the President said that the occasion celebrates the state's rich cultural heritage, timeless traditions and the resilience of its people. Domestic stock markets opened sharply higher today, tracking positive global cues amid hopes of de-escalation in the West Asia conflict. While BSE Sensex began the session up over 1,800 points or 2.52% at 73,762, the Nifty 50 opened at 22,899, ringing 576 points or 2.54%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.